was that what has the greater influence, the mind or the heart on the body? All right, let's two scenarios that could happen here. So we're just talking like strictly like pure physical body. Like you could have most of your mind gone as long as you keep that brain stem, like at the base of your neck, the little part of, down there, the most primitive part in our heads. If you keep that, your body can still technically live. Because that area controls like the diaphragm for breathing. You got the heart, it controls the heart for the beating and stuff. You can live like that. I mean, you may not have a conscious or anything, but it's like physical body, that's possible. Then I reverse that. It's like, can someone live without a heart or without a heart? And there are way, I mean, we have heart transplants, and there are some people that got hooked up on a machine without the heart that still survive, like an operation or something. So I think it's more possible for you to survive without the heart, at least with the technology that we have right now. But it might not be possible for you to survive with the mind, because that pretty much controls everything. So I'm more pro mind just on that kind of approach of like substitution.